Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And one ball, two strikes. Looks back at second. The pitch swung on, line down the left field line, and that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring, and the Phillies walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. A game two victory, 7-6, as the Phillies come racing out of the dugout, dancing around between first and second as Nick Castellanos has won the ball game.
Well, what a just incredible victory. I mean, listen, good morning to everyone. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It saved their season. It really did. It saved their season. Now, I will say the last time we saw a season saved in a incredibly improbable way, Tyrese Maxey, game five versus the Knicks, and then the Sixers were out the next game. So, look, the Phillies are better than the Sixers. You know, you got better starting pitching. You got more,
can't be eliminated with the next game.
You got more reliable players, particularly in the rotation. But they do have to figure out the bullpen. All right, we'll get to that with Ruben and more ahead, including also what Bryce Harper said after the game yesterday in an interview. Some pretty good stuff. Let's go to the phones right now. 215-592-9494 for you to join the conversation. Todd in Exton right now. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll tell you what, it was such an emotional experience being in that ballpark with my oldest son last night.
Oh, great.
You know, it was a roller coaster ride, and anyone that was there or watched it, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm reflecting those first five or six innings when there wasn't a lot to be hopeful for. And I'm thinking about, I started listening to the Phillies in the late 70s with my grandmother, and that's
nice.
My memory.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking about, oh, wait, I'm deployed overseas with the Army, and I'm missing watching that with my son. Mm. And we went last year to one of the Braves games, the big home run game, you know, that Nola pitched. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, I don't know I can capture that magic again. And then Harper hits that homer. And the whole stadium, I mean, it was just, it changed everything. And I'm emotional just thinking about it this morning, just the up and down of it. It was just a memory that will last a lifetime. And this is why you guys talked about it earlier. Baseball is a Phillies are a generational sport.
Totally, yeah. Yep. Todd, if we get you talking 5 or 10 more seconds, I think we can get you crying. You got anything more here?
Yeah. No. I texted my son this morning and I said, you know, thanks for being there for the memory that will last a lifetime.
Yeah.
If we never went to another game,
oh,
Wow.
That was just perfect.
Beautiful.
It was just,
it's awesome.
You know,
Todd, love the call.
That's amazing.
And Todd, thanks for your service to our nation, being in the military,
thank you, man.
We appreciate
my
it.
My honor.
Love it, man. By the way, no Seth Joyner today. Of course, Seth typically with us Mondays at this time. No Eagles game yesterday. Seth will be back with us next week. Seth, when he's with us, always brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. Let's listen to Bryce Harper after the game. There's an awful lot said after the game, including an interview of Bryce with the Fox crew. Here's Bryce right after the Phils had won.
Bryce, this was a game Rocky Balboa could be proud of. A lot of punches taken both sides, but what does it say about this team that you punched last and best?
Yeah, punch for punch the whole game. I mean, that's a great team over there. They're playing the ball well right now, and I thought Seve threw it well also. But we kept it in it. Big swing by Bryson Stott to get us ahead right there, and then obviously Casty coming up in that situation. Big knock for him to win us that game, and that's a big win going 1-1 back to into New York. So I expect that to be a pretty hostile environment. We're looking forward to that, so a lot of fun.
Bryce, you mentioned the base hit by Stott to put you ahead. In that situation, the Mets had the closer on the mound. You're at bat, didn't see a pitch to hit. It's almost as if they're asking Philadelphia to find another way to win outside of you. What has been your approach to know when they're pitching to you and when they're not?
I mean, I just got to stay ready no matter what. You can't think teams aren't going to pitch to you or anything like that. You got to stay ready. Take the balls when you can. Swing the strikes and don't miss them. But understand that passing the baton is huge in the postseason. Understanding the guys behind you need to do their job too. And you saw it tonight with Casty. I mean, he did his job all night long. And same thing with Bryson. Had huge at-bats. Cody Clemens too. I mean, so many good guys behind me to do their job and just understand you got to pass the baton.
An epic game. Congratulations. We'll see you in New York.
Cool. Thank you.
That's Bryce Harper yesterday.
So true. The guys behind them did their job. I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum the game. Who can protect Bryce? Who's best suited to do this job? Man, Casty rose to this occasion. That was an incredible
was awesome.
Job by him. What work. And to depend on him when you knew we needed him most because we knew that he would work until he got it done. I take solace in his work ethic.
Well, look, it was a big time performance by Castellanos and Bryce, which is why they're both in Twitter poll question of the day today. We'll get to that more in a moment. By the way, James and Rhea, those of you that were there, and I guess Ruben as well. Percentage breakdown. Give me fans, Phillies and Mets, because I'll say from my vantage point television-wise, it did not look like many Mets fans.
There were barely any, dude. And we debated it coming in. You thought there would be more than I thought there would
sure
be.
Did.
There were even less than I expected. It was sparse.
5% or less?
I would have said about 1,000 people, like 5%.
Well, 1,000 people is 2%.
2%. Yeah, I would say like 1,000 Mets fans. Something like
Ray,
that.
What'd you think, Ray?
I will say that they must have been like all collected.
Well, the family section. It's the family section gets loud.
And
you can hear them because it's the family of the players.
I was right behind them, so like when they got up to the 3-0 lead, that erupted, and I'm like, oh, this is so annoying because it was just I was right behind them.
Generally speaking, though, not that many. Ruben, go ahead.
No.
I would say 98%.
Yeah, for real.
Amazing. Honest to God, I didn't see very many Mets jerseys. I very very few of them, and that is so fantastic. Great job by the Philly fans of not selling them on secondary markets. And keep it going, man, because it means something. I'm telling you, it does mean something.
So, Ruben, I heard a rumor with you having made, you know, general manager big bucks there for a couple of years. You are going to be treating
not very big
700 Phillies enough. Fans to game 3 tickets at Shea, even though it's not Shea.
I was struggling to get tickets to Shea for my kid.
Maybe like Zach Wheeler.
I hope she got them.
Maybe like Zach Wheeler, the Mets will charge you when you're a member of their team.
What is up with that?
I couldn't believe it. I tried to explain it to my wife, and she like couldn't understand it. She's like, why would that pop?
For those who missed it, tell the story to people.
So for those who missed it, in 2015, Zach Wheeler hurt his elbow, got Tommy John, was recovering from Tommy John. A member of the New York Mets at the time asked for World Series tickets to go watch him in the World Series. They made him pay for tickets. He was
insane.
A Met. He's a member of the team. Yeah, I've never heard
of
anything
like that. And he was so mad
he
decided to stay home.
Yeah.
And I believe the quote was, I won't forget this.
That's exactly what the quote was.
When I heard it over the weekend.
That starts from the top, man. That was all Wilpon, man.
I agree with you, Rich. I agree.
I mean, I couldn't believe that when I heard that.
Clown show.
No. Every team, every organization has their own policies, you know, in all the sports. You hear rumors about what goes on in different organizations. We are so fortunate the way our organizations are run. You know, like the way that
some
these
of them
teams are run.
Yeah, I can think of one.
Some of them. All right, let's go to, although that team spends a lot of money. I don't think tickets for the players would be an issue. It's just common courtesy to the fans with, you know, not owning, you know, two other organizations in pro sports to compete against our teams. But that's a whole other matter. Nan in Devon. Nan, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Nan. How's it going?
I've got a heck of a hoarse voice from screaming so much at that game last night. I was there with my sons and my husband. We have a partial package for the year. And talk about what your previous caller, the highs and the lows. I felt so exhausted as if I had played the game because of the emotions.
Well, it was one of those, it rings you out, Nan. I mean, that was one of those games, and it doesn't happen often, but occasionally it does, where you just feel wrung out.
Well, that's why you have to think about the players.
Totally.
Think about the players themselves. They are not cyborgs. They go out there, they feel the same way. You know, Zach Wheeler, they talked about it after that unbelievable performance. His fastballs were some of the fastest that he's thrown this year, I think. Maybe they were the fastest.
He was hitting 99 in the first inning. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And that's all emotion. It really does affect you, and the team that's able to harness that and manage that most effectively is usually the team that wins in playoff sports, period.
Yeah, we were crazy happy for the Phillies to show what they're made of, and we think that this is the turning point. And I would agree, we almost saw no Mets fans until we left the stadium afterwards. And then I can just say that my sons greeted the Mets fans in a very silly way. And that was a lot of fun.
Well, you're a good mom, Nan.
Yeah,
you are.
Nan.
All right, Nan, stay well. Call us throughout the playoffs. Love your calls. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Keep up the great work.
Totally. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right. Poll question today. So obviously there were two main stars yesterday. And I was just curious earlier, how do people assess which was the main star? We put them in alphabetical order by last name. Bigger star yesterday, Castellanos or Bryce? Meaning Harper, alphabetical order, C or H. All right, Rhea, who would you go with between Casty and Bryce?
It's Castellanos.
James?
So it is, but I do get why Harper's here. I do think without that homer, I don't know if everything happens, but the homer plus the walk-off, I got to give it to Casty.
But I think it's like very much Bryce, but I hear you both on Nick. All right, Ruben, where would you go?
Casty with Bryce 1A.
Okay, John?
Yeah. Casty, the fifth walk-off of the season for him. He gets it by a nose.
Okay, well, you guys are all on point with how people are voting, because 81%, 81% say Nick Castellanos.
Wow, so it's like exactly what we're doing here. Yep.
I'll say this, guys. Biggest hit of the game, biggest hit of the season, Bryce Harper's two-run home run.
I agree.
May very well be.
I mean, no, not maybe. Hit. Like, it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing that happened
so
yesterday.
Far,
yeah,
spark.
Yeah, well,
more,
well, of course so far.
We got more
well,
to come,
Well, right. And Whitey. 215. John, I haven't pulled that one out in a while. You know?
Yeah.
You don't like when I do that.
No.
We're gonna
do
talk,
you like doing that?
I kind of like it. Suster, we're going to talk any Eagles this week, or are they just...
I mean, I'm fine not talking about the Eagles. I'm totally good.
Don't ruin our morning.
Respite, you know?
That's great. All right, let's get to...
The Eagles are turning things around as we speak. You know,
they're trying to.
Yeah. That's
they
interesting.
They haven't played a game yet today, yeah. John.
They're reconfiguring the offense.
So are the other teams are trying to get better also.
Well, they better be.
I love how quickly you backtrack.
Drop of the week right there. By the way, if anyone missed it last night, Dallas Cowboys won, not last night, this morning. 1 a.m.
At the end of the game, too.
End of the game. Dallas Cowboys won by 3 points a game.
Without Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way,
they turned the ball over three times.
And Fields took a tremendous shot at one point. Holy mackerel, but he got back in there. All right, let's get to CeeDee Lamb at one point yelling at Dak. That's a weird thing going on
they
there.
They still haven't figured out what he was mouthing to him. Something like subpar throw or something.
Well, by the way, speaking of mouthing, Ruben, what do you think the Mets player was saying to
Nimmo.
JT or Nimmo and Sanchez? What do you think that was?
You know, the religious guy you were telling us about that you love.
He was not mouthing off to him.
What do you think he was saying?
He definitely said something.
He said something, but it wasn't.
Bless your children. Bless your family.
He's not a snarky guy. He's just not. That's not him.
So you think he did nothing?
He might have said something, but it probably wasn't something
snarky. I love
snarky.
You.
Yeah, so you blame JT for
JT said he did.
Maybe he did. Maybe, I've been wrong before.
Nimmo elevated his trash talking from 0% to 10%.
Maybe it's a little smack talk.
I hope you don't have a blessed day.
Ruben, remember Paul Byrd was very religious?
Have a poor experience
But he
here
can snark
Philly.
It up.
Okay. Paul Byrd, he was okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dan right now. I love Paul Byrd, man. He got in a groove that one year, man.
He was an all-star. He was an all-star that year.
There was one year it was Schilling, Paul Byrd, and Randy Wolf, and they would lock in, and the other two guys stunk. But anyway, hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. First time, long time here.
Well, that's awesome.
In the words Air Force Amy, welcome aboard.
Yeah, appreciate it. So
deep cut.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
I can't stand how Castellanos gets trashed so badly on the radio when he is being our most consistent hitter. I mean, every batter has a hole in their swing, and he's got a big one, but they all have it. And this guy, aside from Harper and Real Muto, this guy is Philly through and through. And we trash this guy. We make fun of him, and all he does is go out there, he hits.
Well, Dan, he has some really bad at-bats, and when he does, sometimes they last a whole month.
They do, but so does Harper. Harper's got a swing.
No, not really. That's not fair.
Well,
that's not fair. I mean, Bryce obviously has had more injury situations, which would explain some dips at time. I mean,
I don't know, man. Bryce has had bad at bats too. Like
not
everyone has.
It's only when he's coming back from injuries he'll struggle for a bit and then he's fine again.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I don't think it's fair to Bryce to lump those two together.
Harper's the bad example, but he does have a hole in his swing. But the guy works. He's been one of our most consistent hitters all year, and I just hate how. Mm-hmm. He is trash so consistently about stupid stuff, his jersey being open. This guy has won 5 games for us, and I just think we should love him a little bit more. And I think that's fair, Dan.
That is fair. I think that's fair. And I'm guilty.
Awesome.
All right, Dan,
I'm guilty
we got you,
to some degree because of remnants of like watching him swing away at pitches that are just so poor. That I've seen so many times like pitchers not have to do anything to strike this guy out. Like, I fall back into that feeling sometimes. And it's unfair to him, really, because it's not based on current playing. It's based on stuff that I saw 2 years ago.
I got to give you some numbers here on his months. I mean, you think about what he did this year. From May, June, he hit 276. July, 275. August, 275. September, 292. I mean...
Yeah.
He basically, and then his OPS numbers, 810, 789, 810, 858. The guy was as consistent as you could possibly get from May, the end of May on. And I know he had a terrible start, but my goodness, the man has really picked it up almost for the entire rest of the year.
I think when he looks bad, he looks so bad.
Well, yeah.
Like he goes so far to the extreme that it looks like he forgot how to hit.
Well, it's kind of like Pat Burrell used to do that.
Sure.
I mean,
even more so, it feels like. Feels like Nick Foles. Someone said last night it's like Foles-ish a little bit, and that makes sense.
No, that's an interesting comparison. Ruben, they got to get this bullpen right. So let's attack it this way. Let's go inside out. Forget what we've seen. Let's talk about what we haven't seen. It's got to be Alvarado time here at some point, right? I mean, it's quite a statement by Rob Thompson of what he thinks about Alvarado with all the relievers that have gotten in through two games that Alvarado has not. Man, he's fallen down the pecking order.
I'm surprised because he actually finished the season pitching pretty darn well. I think his stuff was pretty good. I think he's just looking for the right pocket. I mean, this is what I think Topper actually does very, very well and did really well this season is put guys in the right space to get people out. Now, the players have to perform. I mean, it didn't happen in the first couple of games here in these playoffs, but I do believe that the rust on these guys was difficult for them because of their deliveries, and I do believe they'll get better.
Ruben, what do you know about Matt Strom, the person? Like, he's been here for a couple years. He's been a heck of a pitcher. I mean, we're seeing yesterday after he gets taken out, you know, he does what you got to do, which is support your team and stay right there in the dugout to make sure you get through the half inning before you go back in the clubhouse and rip a toilet off, okay? But you can just see that he's probably got steam coming through his eyes, his nose, his mouth. Well, it happens every once in a while, you know, get in a bad mood.
Take some swings at the toilet.
Okay.
I've done that
before. So, like, him, the person, how do you think he's processing? I mean, he's very lucky they won the game. What is he going through after two rough outings in the postseason?
I think he's fine. I think, listen, you got to be a little shaken emotionally, but I think he'll bounce back. I think he's one of those guys. Right now, I don't see him commanding his glove side fastball in on right-handers the way he has done almost all year long and riding that pitch. Right now, he's struggling with his command. And it needs to get back. And he looks like he's leaving some pitches out over the plate, and that's why he's getting beat up a little bit. But I think he'll bounce back. I think that this stuff will not affect him long term.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And both he and Hoffman are strong mentally, I think, and I think they'll be fine.
All right, James, here's the scenario. It's tomorrow night. Phillies are up 3-2 to the eighth inning. Aaron Nola's pitched really well. He's taken out at the end of the seventh. It's a pocket where you'd like to use a lefty reliever in the eighth inning. You got a one-run lead. Is it Strom, who pitched Saturday and Sunday, and now it's Tuesday night, or is it Alvarado, who hasn't pitched in over a week?
I think I probably give Strom one more shot. He's, again, the guy had a 1.87 ERA this year. He was arguably one of the best relievers in baseball this year. He's an all-star as a middle reliever. I'm going back to Strom one more time.
Now, it's not like Alvarado's a bum. He had his struggles.
But
how did Alvarado look in the team scrimmage? Do we have any?
I have no
details at all.
Rhea, who would you go with there?
How many pitches is Nola at?
Understood.
I will never change. Okay. I will die on that hill.
Look, I mean, I do remember seeing Schilling go 149 in Game 5 of 93, the World Series. And, of course, people that go back older go to Carlton and Robin Roberts and all down the line.
2011.
No, Roy Halladay was another one. Yeah. I mean, it's not an impossibility. I mean, we have actually seen it with our own eyes. Ruben, who would you go with in that scenario?
Strom. No doubt.
John? Strom or Alvarado? Eighth inning.
I can't get out of my mind the possibility that Alvarado could be up there and completely unable to find the strike zone, walking guys home repeatedly.
He's been a fantastic reliever in the postseason, two years in a row.
Positive, but man, I've seen it too many times, and I don't understand why we haven't seen him at this point. So that concerns me. I go Strom.
I think it's unfair to put Alvarado in that situation.
But he's used to it, Ruben. That's his job.
He hasn't done it lately.
Well, let me ask you this year. He hasn't been high leverage.
So why wasn't he used in the sixth inning when Ruiz was used?
That I do not know.
That was a strange one.
He should have stayed with Sanchez there, I think. 100%.
I think Topper has a great amount of trust in Ruiz. Ruiz has been good. Outstanding.
He's been better than people think.
He's been way better than people think.
I know.
And he's been really good. But, hey, he gave up a home run. It happens. Other guys are trying to win.
I know.
So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that does happen. He left him breaking ball out over the plate.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a big decision for Rob Thompson to make tomorrow. I mean, that is not an impossible scenario. You got a one-run lead. It's the eighth inning. It's time for a lefty. Who are you going to? Just one look. Well, actually, yesterday with the Phillies, we needed at least two looks. Because the first look was a disaster. But then they picked it up. How it sounded here yesterday on WIP, we're going to play that montage one more time. The thrilling victory. Incredible comeback. And then another comeback. Two comebacks in the same game. And they had to have a steady hand to figure that one out because, man, that's the kind of game, if you don't have your head about you, you're done. You're in a 2-0 hole. But at least enough guys obviously kept their composure and pulled it out. By the way, I got to say, this might be an apology to the Delaware Valley. I suppose it is. I received a lot of pictures from friends and random people, and I saw stuff on Twitter. People taking pictures with me when it wasn't me because it was a cardboard. John, that uniform thing that I wear, as you call it, costume during the postseason. Uh-huh. So I haven't had to wear it yet because it's a game day, weekday thing.
Okay.
Like, I'll wear it tomorrow. But the station came to me about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, do you mind putting this thing on? And then we're going to take a photograph of you. And I did not initially know what it was. I said, sure. They utilized it for a cardboard cutout outside of Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, no.
Where, like, apparently a lot of people were getting their photographs.
Oh, no. I even got someone sending me a picture of it, so I'm with you.
Yeah.
How many have been defaced?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's going to get decapitated at some point.
Uh-huh.
But as of now, it is a life-size, it's a 2D me.
Oh, no.
Would that be 2D or 3D? That's 2D, right?
How did you wear your socks?
Flattering.
I think I did it right, but Ava had to help me.
Oh, come on.
Dude. Seriously?
It had been
a
year.
I had a full-grown man who's 46 years old.
Showed you how to do it.
Ava had to help you with your socks.
Dude, it had been 11 and a half months
Ruben
since I wore that thing.
Did your socks for you and showed you the pros methodology of doing the
All
socks.
Right. Well, I will.
I can't get over it. Seriously, Ava helped you on
your
socks?
She did.
You know what? People need to stop enabling him.
With this.
Hey, Seltzer, get ready because starting tomorrow, I unleash the real deal. Not cardboard 2D me, okay? The real deal all around town.
Not, though. We're all waiting with bated breath.
How are you going to get your socks on?
John,
I want a picture of the socks.
Do me a favor. I'm going to call Ruben up tomorrow at 4:45 a.m. Hey, Ruben, before we go on the air, just help me out here. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Wilmington. David, hello, buddy.
Let me take myself off speakerphone. I'm going to make breakfast.
You got it, Dave. Big win! Talk to us, my man. What do you got here today?
So I know pro wrestling is a dirty word calling in.
but pro wrestling is notorious for their crowds. And I was arguing with my oldest son last night that the CBP part, the crowd is a lot louder than anything I've ever heard.
That's even incredible.
Football, yeah. Even wrestling.
Hmm. Well,
and he was like, there's no way that it's louder than football.
I tend to think it's louder than wrestling. I mean, I would hope so. One's real and one's...
Well, you don't watch wrestling, you know, so you don't know how...
I liked wrestling back in the day, but I mean, even back in the
Sounds
day
like
when I was...
kind of scoffing at wrestling right now.
Well,
dude.
I mean...
Well, the whole show's cost of wrestling. The news, this is it. Rhea doesn't like it.
Hi, this is the news.
But Charlie Manuel
How
loves
did I
it.
Get involved how in this? I don't think I've ever talked wrestling.
Plus, JYD, Hulk, I mean, I go back 35 years, but those are my dudes.
But, I got into it with my son because of how I brought him. I called him into the living room because he was in here playing Call of Duty. I was like, come listen to this crowd and then argue with me that this isn't the loudest crowd in sports. So hats off to the CBP fans that go there and be as loud as they want to be.
Well, I agree with that part, Dave. Good call, my man. Let's get to Michelle right now in Haverford. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, what a phenomenal game. Beyond. So on Sunday morning, you know, everybody was saying they're not going to win. If they don't win, they lost the series. And I'm like, guys, it has to be positive. These guys pulled it through yesterday, and it was a nail-biter. I mean, I think it should only be positive today. Only positive to support them on Tuesday.
Look, I don't know that it works that way. I mean, there are things to be concerned about, and we can't ignore the reality that they did blow a game that Zach Wheeler started and pitched great in. I mean, you know.
That was horrendous. There was a lot that was not positive yesterday, Michelle, prior to the sixth inning. Yeah. And then our bullpen has been pretty consistently negative all throughout. Like, they need to figure out some solutions there. I'm very encouraged that our offense feels like it finally got the spark that the – you know, catalytic converter needed. Is that how it works?
No.
I don't even know. That might be wrong.
He just went for it.
No.
John just took a shot, Michelle. He just went for it. That's all right.
No, that's okay. But these guys are listening to us, right? And it's like mind games. Like, we got to be positive for them. I get it. Look, they play a boatload of games all season, right? They're not going to be 100% all the time. But these guys are listening probably, like, listening to all these comments, it has to be positive.
Well, Michelle, I will say this. There's the case, and I think we saw it with Zach Ertz in 2016, and I think we might have seen it yesterday with Nick Castellanos.
Negative works.
Right?
Sometimes.
Michelle, let me ask you.
Not all the time.
No, I'm not a big proponent of the negative like some people. Michelle, let me ask you a question. Do you have children?
Yes.
Did you ever, you know, discipline them?
Yes.
Did it generally work?
Yes, but you guys, this is different.
But it's not totally different.
I got to say, listen, I the game was a nail-biter yesterday.
Yeah.
John Middleton sat in his seat till the end. He clapped. I mean, it was just, everything was great. I loved how they had Bowen now because he threw his hat on Saturday. I mean, I think that was great. I think that's showing, like, don't play around here. Like, we need the positive energy. And I just think it was just such a great game yesterday.
Well, it was. It was historic. It was Michelle, just for you, like literally just for you, we're going to play a montage of yesterday's victory. Now, maybe we're playing it for the other 500,000 people, too. But this, Michelle, we dedicate this victory and montage to you. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Here's how it sounded yesterday. Positivity on WIP. We're gonna need a montage. Actually, there are some negative moments. Home runs by the Mets featured because it's a comeback.
Game two. It is Mets and Phillies in their first ever postseason series. The Mets trying to head back to Queens with a 2-0 lead. The Phillies trying to bounce back and come away with a split. Two worlds collide,
rival nations. Lined up the middle, and there is a leaping grab by Stott. Oh, wow, what a play by Bryson Stott. That ball was bound for center field, and Bryson takes a hit away.
Ground ball right side. Harper lays out. He gloves it, gets up, steps on the bag, and great glove work. Harper chucks it into the third deck on the first base side.
First pitch on the way. It's swung on, hit in the air to right. It's pretty well hit. Going back on it, Castellanos to the track at the wall. It's gone. And Mark Vientos now has a double and a homer, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Here's the pitch to Castellanos. Another sweeper cut on a missed. It's 0-2.
Oh, and now we got some boos coming around the stadium. Swing at a ground ball, softly left side, charging Lindor, throws to first in time. A little frustration from the Phils fans.
Yep, and a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right. It's deep. Back is Castellanos at the track, looking up, and it's gone. Opposite field home run for Pete Alonso. And it's 3-0 New York. Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Off the batter's eye! Two-run home run for Bryce Harper. And there's life back in the joint as the Phillies trail by a run. It's 3-2. Breaking ball blasted. Game is tied. Castellanos way back to left center. Back to back for the Phillies. And it's a brand new game. 3-3 here in the bottom of the sixth.
You know, to get on the board and get the crowd back in it. And then I thought our bats got a lot better.
Fastball hit in the air to right. It's deep. Castellanos back, turns, looks. It's gone. And the Mets are back in front. Just like that, a line drive home run by Brandon Nimmo. 4-3 New York.
It's a gutter war. No holds barred. Hockey may be on the receiving end so far, but he's here to fight.
I mean, I thought both teams, man, punch for punch. I said it to the guys. I said, Rocky would be proud. You know, never die mentality, man.
Stretch in the 0-1. Swung on. Line down the right field line. That is going to be a fair ball. Harper around second. He's heading for third. He'll make it there without a throw. Castellanos with his second hit of the day. And the Phils in business here in the bottom of the eighth. Tying run is 90 feet away. Bryson Stott, the birthday boy, coming up now. Diaz goes full with Stott. The 3-2 on the way. Swung on. Line down the right field line. It's fair. Just inside the line. The game's tied. Castellanos into third. Dusty is waving him home. Here's the relay to the plate. There'll be no throw. Phillies lead it as the birthday boy, Bryson Stott, puts the Phillies on top 5-4.
After I got to third, kind of settled down for a second and just tried to keep myself calm so I didn't do anything dumb.
Swing and a chop. Runners coming home. Vientos drops it. It's 6-4 Phillies. Big insurance run.
Huge.
Swung on, hit high in the air, left center field. Hayes going back towards the alleyway, at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Yeah. A two-run home run that ties the game here in the top of the ninth. It's 6-6.
And there's no stopping us now. Don't stop it now. We're starting, we don't stop. All your strength, all your power, all your love, everything you've got, when you got to knock him out. The whole life.
The Phillies, during the regular season this year, enjoyed 10 walk-off wins, and Nick Castellanos delivered the winning hit in four of them. At one ball, two strikes. Looks back at second. The pitch swung on, line down the left field line, and that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring, and the Phillies walk it off here at the bottom of the ninth. A game two victory, 7-6, as the Phillies come racing out of the dugout. Dancing around between first and second as Nick Castellanos has won the ball game. 7-6, the final. The Phillies win it. And Mr. Walkoff delivers again.
Phenomenal. Awesome win. Historic win. And it'll be made 10,000 times bigger if in about 4 weeks the Phillies win the World Series, which they really, really have a shot to do. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, it's 6:46 p.m., and I'm watching the game while I'm not really enjoying it. It has nothing to do with the bullpen or how good the Mets are. The Phillies are chasing pitches out of the zone, which is what they did the last two games last year. Anybody that thinks we're going to win this series is in a fantasy world.
Well, I'm guessing that was before at least a couple of the big hits.
Yeah. Damn it. Why does it have to be Cash? This man's going to strike out. He's going to strike out. He's going to swing at some ridiculous pitch. We're not winning it an extra inning. It has to be done in regulation 9 innings.
I was wrong. I was f***ing wrong. And I don't f***ing care. That's what I'm talking about. Cast, you f***.
freaking beast. You came through. You get it. Get it. What are you talking about? Go Phillies.
You beast.
Testy! Let's go, Fighters! Series tied. Up to New York. Time's yours.
Yeah, I like that, man. That was a lot of good energy so far.
I get paid to hit baseballs, baby. Get that man some Scooby snacks.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Let's go, Nola. Let's go, Phil.
Wait, was that the real thing?
Was that the real thing?
That was really good.
That had to be, I think.
That was that good.
It was too good to be fake. Yeah, I think so.
Wechter, time's yours. That is the greatest montage ever. I'm so freaking pumped up. I got chills, man. Hit the one in the middle. New York, heads up. We're coming up there. We're taking it, baby.
Hit the one in the middle. That's good. Yeah, that's also from Rocky. Look, let's hope it's the first of many times this October we bring out a Rocky-oriented montage.
There's a lot of chills happening, and they're being generated by better play. I really feel like that's like contagious to some degree. Like it grows. It spawns more better play, and we're about to feel a lot more chills.
Well, I sure hope so. I really do. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's go to Nick calling from Cherry Hill. Nick, good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing well, Nick.
Good. Great game yesterday. I just wanted to kind of talk a little future for the series. Trey Turner's got to be big for us, man. I mean, he really does. Like, if he's having good at-bats, he's getting on. Even if it's a walk or a single, it's pretty much an automatic double if he's stealing. And they're more likely to make a mistake than Bryce. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Look, Nick, I heard someone say yesterday, I think it was on Twitter. So when I say, I saw it written. I thought it was an interesting comment. Person wrote, you know, we talk so much about protecting Bryce with who bats for. And the person said, you know, maybe the best protection for Bryce is if Trey Turner gets on batting second. And then they got to pitch to Bryce because, you know, you can't just be walking Bryce and putting Trey all over the bases. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. And look, Trey Turner played a really good game.
That's what happened when Harper homered. The Harper homered. That's exactly what happened. They had to pitch to Bryce in that spot.
Because he finally laid off a slider down and away on a 3-2 pitch, and he laid off it. It was a big at-bat, and he needs to be able to do that more consistently. He's a slasher and a hacker, and he hits his way on. But there are times when he needs to really not expand the strike zone.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, great phone call there, bud. All right. So, Ruben, a couple final minutes with you here, and obviously we'll get you back in later in the week. But so let's talk about tomorrow night for a moment. Aaron Nola. I mean,
big.
Right?
He's got to come up big. He's got to have his sinker working, and he's got to get that breaking ball down. And he's going to make a mistake. He will make a mistake, and they're going to hit a home run at some point against him. But it's going to have to be a solo. I mean, he's going to have to keep base runners off, and he's going to have to be, you know, he's going to have to be Aaron Nola.
All right, so it's in my mind. I'm curious if it's in your mind. A bigger spot than a normal 1-1 because of Ranger struggles in recent months, and, like, you don't feel great about four entering three, so you feel like you better freaking win three. True or false?
Yeah, I mean, these are all do-or-die games.
But, I mean, the Phillies have a better chance to win game three than four, right?
Not necessarily, because Ranger can step up, man. I know Ranger's not been pitching well.
We would have said they had a better chance to win game one than game two.
Yeah. You know? I know.
Listen, I mean, yeah, exactly.
No, that's true.
That's the beauty of of the postseason, man. You never know what's going to happen.
Who's got the bigger advantage with Aaron Nola being so familiar with the Mets? Do the Mets have a bigger advantage because they know him, or does he have a bigger advantage because he's familiar with so many of these
guys? I think it helps the hitters that they've seen him more, and they've gotten a chance to see him quite a bit. But Sean Manaea also, the Phillies just saw him. I mean, he did deal. He shoved. But they did see him in recent weeks.
Also faced him in 2022, that game, the Bailey Falter game. Yeah. He was the starter for the Padres. I think he gave up like five in an inning and a
totally
third,
different so. Pitcher.
He was. He was totally not close pitcher. As good that year as he's been this
totally
year.
Totally different arm angle. He changed it all in the middle of the season, and he's taken off.
That's impressive. Jeez.
All right. Well,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.